There's a picture on a newspaper's website of a loving Pennsylvania couple holding tight to the chains on their porch swing. The two have been married for almost 50 years, and both are laughing as if they've just heard the funniest joke ever. And they sort of have. Turns out that they may not be married after all. Here's the problem. The priest who married them in 1960 never filed the couple's marriage license at the county courthouse. Not having that little piece of paper on file with the government? Boy, that's bad, the county records person explained to the newspaper. That does cause a big problem. It may be a big bad problem, but it's one that has happened before. And as it turns out, the law often does what you'd hope it would do in such a situation. It pretends that that little piece of paper was filed as required. It's all in the public interest, most courts figure. The law generally upholds a marriage, especially when there are highly interested family members, like offspring of the union, involved. Take a case from Connecticut decided in 1980 that parallels in some ways the recent Pennsylvania situation. There, it was a priest who'd failed to register the license. There, the couple had four children and held themselves out to be married for many years. But here's the difference. When the husband wanted a divorce, he claimed that he didn't need one after all because he argued since there was no license on file, there was no valid marriage. But the court sided with the wife. The policy of the law, the court wrote, is strongly opposed to regarding an attempted marriage entered into in good faith, believed by one or both of the parties to be legal, and followed by cohabitation, to be void. But recall that I said that the law often does what you'd hope it would do? That's because the laws of all states are not as forgiving. In some states, judges worry that playing fast and loose with the requirements for a marriage license will leave the public in the dark about who is actually married. Look the other way on the marriage license front, they worry, and pretty soon people will be married with a wink and a nod, including some who don't wish to be. Much depends upon the fact pattern at the heart of the case, of course. If there are facts that seem to indicate that maybe one of the parties didn't intend to get married after all, then the lack of a marriage license might indeed be evidence of the lack of a marriage itself. That means that when a couple divorced and then supposedly participated in a remarriage ceremony, the court weighed more heavily the fact that there seemed to be a conscious effort on the part of the husband not to get a marriage license the second time around. Sadly, that meant that the putative wife didn't get benefits that a licensed wife would have. But courts in most states facing couples like the one on the Pennsylvania porch swing are likely to work hard to uphold their decades-long union, license or not. Keep on swinging, the courts would tell them. On the porch swing, that is. I'm Amy Guida.